The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have several guests in the studio today. We have from the Bad Axe Parade Committee, we have Ann Massey and Jim Rowland. We also have from the Bad Axe Historical Society board member Bob Johnson. A couple events coming up later this month. You know, there's a holiday or two in the offing, and that usually means there's activities going on. Bad Axe Christmas Parade is coming up, and there's also activities going to be going on down at the Pioneer Village. So thanks for being with us, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, the parade, when is it?
November 29th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Parade starts at 6:30 p.m.
So it's a lighted parade downtown where people can see Christmas lights in all its glory.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the downtown's already decorated, I see. They put up the lights.
City
and the
city did a real nice job.
We have new decorations this year with the snowflakes, so we're hoping that gives a little bit more light to downtown as well.
Well, you don't want it so bright you can't see the floats.
We're starting to see the store owners starting to decorate their windows as well, and it's pretty cool.
The city's decorated the village also this year. That's been added to the list.
Did they not do that in the past? Is this kind of a
first?
First
time.
First time?
First time.
Well, terrific. So the parades, which way does it go? Does it come
east-west? It's starting. Now you're asking me about direction. I always get a little mixed up. Starting at the middle school of Bad Axe.
At the middle school of Bad Axe.
And heading east.
All the way down to the Franklin Inn. Which
Inn.
Is a little bit further than we've gone in the past because we want the whole downtown area to be involved.
And was there problems in the past with a lot of crowds and stuff? And, you know, because kids get, they want to see, they want to see.
Some store owners or business owners, they would give toward the parade, they would donate monies, and we didn't go past their business, which isn't right. So we got corrected last year, and we did something about it. So we're heading down to the Franklin. We got permission from Holly and Pat Lee Rash, and they're going to let us do that. So, and after the parade, we're going to have a little get-together after it. It's optional if you want to go into, you know, have a drink or two or a meal. Okay.
Okay. And how are you doing parade-wise? I know every year it's always trying to get floats and bands and other participants. How are you doing this year, and how do people, if they still can, get involved?
This is the 31st Bad Axe Christmas Parade. So
31 years.
Yes, oh, we're really goodness. Proud of that.
They say you can't trust anything over 30. I know, dear. That was the way it was when I was a kid in high school. So
okay. if you would like to participate, you can do it via sponsorship. You can also enter a parade float. The registration forms are at City Hall or at www.badaxemichigan.com.
Yep.
And basically, you're going to need to know how many are coming, though, because you've got to line them up.
Sure.
How many did we have last year, Jim?
Yeah, we had 48, I think, last year, just under 50, and this year we hope to have closer to 60. So
you have to make sure that, you know, the horses are not in front of the marching band.
Yeah, that's
they don't
right.
Like
there, you
step
go.
In that
there you go.
That's another thing that we've corrected this year.
Yeah. They'll be in the rear.
Yeah.
Because they do what they do when they feel like doing it.
Yes, they do.
That's the end of that. But do you try to draw beyond Bad Axe? Do you get people, you know, because not every community has a parade over
right.
holiday weekend. Do you try and draw from Philly and Kindy, the area communities as well?
No one will be turned away.
Yeah, we draw from all over, actually, and then you'll have a lot of people that get together for the holiday. I know my kids from East Lansing, they'll be at the parade, so we get them from all over, actually. So it's nice. It's a pretty cool. But they'll line up at the junior high. It starts at 3:30, and they... Mark, Mr. Brown does a great job with that. It was Dave Brown, actually. He does a good job with that. And so it'll take off right at 6:30.
And I understand you have a theme again this year. What is the theme this year? What do people have to kind of tie in with?
The theme for the floats is a classic Christmas movie.
Movie. So we're talking White Christmas.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Wonderful Life. You could have somebody going down the street with their tongue stuck to a flagpole.
Mm-hmm. That's been brought up already, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think we're going to see some floats with
the
that.
The Grinch.
Yeah.
Oh, The Grinch, yeah. They've done movies on The Grinch.
Someone mentioned this morning Die Hard. Do you remember one of the Die Hard movies?
Yeah, that was a Christmas movie.
It was a Christmas movie.
Technically.
Yeah. That'd be a good float.
Yeah, well, they've done a lot of Doctor Who's on the
yep.
on Christmas, and I don't know if most people would understand it when it went by.
Yeah, right. You got Chevy Chase's Christmas movie, too.
Oh,
you
know, yeah, they did Christmas Vacation, those things.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you got to kind of pick a movie, and usually the parades want you to do stuff, but no Santas because you only have one Santa. There is only one Santa,
mm-hmm.
and he brings up the rear of the parade.
That's right.
That's right.
You don't want to confuse the kids by saying, Santa went by three times already.
You are absolutely right. Santa is the star of the show of the parade, and he will be arriving this year
Knobloch's have their trailer, horse and trailer, like they did last year. And we'll have Timmy Staggart. He's one of our elves with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Okay, so.
Is Santa going to be available for the kids after the parade or through the holiday season? And many times they set up a little house for him downtown and they can stop by and see Santa while they're out Christmas shopping.
That's where the Historical Society is working this year, is Santa's house will be in the village. And he has different times that we'll be listing when he will be available.
So Santa's house is historical?
I would think so. It is now.
All the way from the North Pole.
Santa is too. The one thing that the Historical Society has done this year is decorate the log cabins. And we're sort of going back to around the 1900s. But there's a lot of current things that they also will find there. The main thing I think that we're quite proud of is in the barn itself is that we've brought over all the toys that have been collected over the years, and they've been put together. They're mechanical toys. There's a lot of music. There's going to be a lot of sound available on it during the time in the park. And this park will be open between 5 and 8 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's the time when people can go in and see the toy factory, which I call the barn. and the chapel will be, there'll be a door open to that. And the Ulrich House, which has been decorated towards the 1900s and all the different decorating and trees. We've used a lot of lights to sort of showcase a lot of different things around the village. And the store itself, people can see that at any time. There's 5 to 8 every day after the parade till Christmas, and they'll be able to look into the windows, and it's been decorated with different collections. And a lot of the other buildings during the week, if you're in town, you could visit and you can look through the windows. We've set it up so there's a lot of visibility through the windows. But the actual time when we'll have the buildings open would be it in that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 5 to 8. And also we have the school will also be open. And again, the school is decorated as a one-room schoolhouse way past. And basically we're gonna have some heat in there, so we should be able to warm up a little bit. And so we're quite excited about adding this dimension to the city. The city has helped us in providing some lighting outside. And so it's going to be entirely different. I think people will enjoy the music as well as just the different grounds that they're seeing.
Does it make it difficult to try and be historically correct? Because some of the historical things they did weren't necessarily safe. Christmas trees in the past, they'd have candles on them. And you know how bad a tree is as far as being flammable is. So do you have to make a few tiny little compromises that way? Because you got to be safe, and the people coming through have to be safe.
It took my wife and I months to find these candles, you know, that could be lit without causing, you know, a problem with the Christmas tree.
So there's high-tech involved in making it look old-fashioned.
We figured it out. Let's put it that way.
Terrific.
We're still alive, Craig. So,
we want to keep the village there for a long time, too, if you know what I mean.
Yep. I must add, too, we have a very special guest as our Grand Marshal this year, too.
Oh, who's
Dr. Ed Steinhardt.
Ooh. Oh, terrific.
And, he'll be one of the first vehicles and then the float. And I heard he's tickled pink to do this for us, too. So
excellent choice.
Yep. He's a special man.
Now, do you do the parade at the time it is and get it set up? Because that way people can take part in the downtown, what they have, and then stick around for the parade. Is that kind of the idea there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure. Yeah, during...
Because Saturdays usually are a shorter day than a weekday, and you close up about 5-ish or so, and then people are getting ready to watch the parade come down.
That's right.
Downtown.
And Murphy's Bakery will be supplying the donuts. We'll have different organizations in front of the storefronts giving out either hot chocolate or a soft drink of some sort. So keep people warm.
Well, hopefully it'll be warmer than the day we have out here today.
It's supposed to be, yeah, hopefully.
Because this would not be very conducive to wanting to stand around a long time.
Sure. Sure.
Now, do people stake out their area? Do you have to, go down there with chairs and sit down and wait, or how does that go? Because I know there are some communities that get upset. I know, like Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
People put the chairs out there 2 days ahead of the parade, thinking they're going to reserve the place. Basically, it's first come, first serve. You get there and you've got your spot.
We don't see too many chairs down there. It's pretty cold, so the people want to stand up and so they can move around a little bit. But it's usually first come, first serve. If you get down there about 5:30, I think you'll be in pretty good shape.
And once we've extended the parade further down.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yes, it'll spread out the people, I think, so they'll all have great views.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives people who have a few houses down that way the chance, where family can all get together, watch the parade, and then we'll go back in and warm up.
Right. It's kind of neat. On East Huron, you'll see the campfires going on, and the front lawns is pretty cool. They have a little campfire pit, and keep warm.
Mm-hmm. You got to do what you got to do in this weather. And again, we're hoping that it's going to be better than this.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, I don't know that you've ever had to postpone a parade because of weather. I think you guys have done pretty good for years.
Close.
Yeah.
It's been close.
Yeah.
But,
you can have, dry weather, but you can have high winds too, So one thing we do ask that people don't throw candy from the floats, have the walkers next to the float along the curb. This way it keeps the kids closer to the curb.
It's safety, and
it is
dark that time, and you don't want you don't want to mar the parade with any tragedy or just somebody doing something foolish.
Yep. Very good.
Okay. And how do people participate? They want to contact. You've got the website and City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a year-round thing that you folks do? I mean, is it like the day after you're already starting to, or do you take one day off and then, we got to start thinking about next year?
Not Macy's, but.
right. We throw things around year-round, but generally we start probably, in
August?
August, early September, yep. Yep.
So you still beat the trees going up in some of the stores.
There you go. Yeah, we do. Unfortunately, you got to start planning. Because even in the highway, Dale Vanderbuss, our city manager, has got to get a state permit just to use.
Because you're closing a state highway. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, two technically, part
exactly.
of 53 and part of 142. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So you've got to have your ducks in line with that, or somebody will come along and say. Nye-nye.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
And then you'll have to be going down the side streets and nobody know where you're at.
Sure, it's all about working together.
And
so.
Even the schools participate because they let us use their parking lot at a junior high. Well, you have to get a permit for that too and make sure there's no other activities going on that day. Mm-hmm. And it's works out really well.
Everybody needs their ducks covered for liability and everything else. So
that's
everything's got to be T's crossed, I's dotted.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. Is there judging of the floats and other things that happen at the parade? I mean, is it just the floats, or are there or bands or anything else that come through, or is everybody eligible?
We do judge the floats.
Okay.
There's a grand prize and then a first and a second for an adult float, and then as well as for the children. So.
And children, is that like school kids who may put together a float, maybe the junior high or
some church
like
organizations
that.
Too.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. Children's groups, yes.
So,
and we do have judges, yes.
Well, you better if you're giving away prizes.
Very famous judges.
We have one from each media. Of course, we'll have Tina here from WIW. We'll have somebody from the Tribune and somebody from the View.
And they all get together and, as hard as it is, try to come up with a consensus as to who's first, second, third, or is it just red, blue, and...
Well, it's adult. It's a grand prize that'll have adult first and second prize and a children's first and second prize.
Mm-hmm.
Are people getting more creative with these things? I mean, now we have portable generators and such that you can
I
really...
I think Flannery's has made everybody step up, okay, put it that way. And they're tough to beat, but, it makes everybody else work that much harder. And the floats, I think, the last few years have gotten very, very creative. So I would suggest don't miss the parade.
Now, do people do things like, you know, decorate farm equipment and tractors and such? I mean, because I would think you've already got an engine running. There's power.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Put a little inverter on it, and away you go. You can run all the lights you want.
Sure. Even the horses get decorated.
Really?
Yeah, they do. Yep. They put lights on the horses. Yep.
That sounds painful, but okay.
It's cool. No, it's safe. We'll get PETA after us here.
No, I understand. There's battery-operated lights and everything else that you can find these days and let it go. The parade, obviously, be of and beyond things cost. Do you use fundraisers and such to try and help with the parade to defray some of these costs? Because, you know, you're going to have people's time, you have, you know, permits you got to get and all these kind of things. Do you do any fundraising for this or no?
It's basically through sponsorship.
Through sponsorships.
Mm-hmm. This year's main sponsors are DTE Energy and the Baddocks Chamber of Commerce.
Well, and then you got a lighted parade, I would think DTE would be right there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, good point, Greg.
You got to charge these batteries somehow.
Mm-hmm. But we're still open for sponsorship, there's no doubt about that. So, and people are very, very generous, and I'm very proud of that, so.
Do you get participation throughout the city? I mean, you know, you were talking about going further east in order to accommodate some of the businesses. There's a lot of on the north end, too. Does everybody kind of get involved? Because once you've got them in town, you've got them in town.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with that. You know, we get great participation, Craig. You know, people are very loyal to Bad X, okay, whether they live in Bad X or they live in the county, they're here.
Any idea how many came last year? Do you try and get a head count? I know that's difficult because it's, I mean, but are you looking at 1,000?
I would say a couple thousand people altogether. I mean, maybe that might be a little bit on the high side, but not much. We get quite a few people.
I mean, we have how many people on kids on Halloween and Bad X?
Yeah, right.
So I would say about the same.
But I can tell you, people from the out areas come into a town where it's easier to trick or treat.
I know. Yeah. But I would say probably close to 1,000 at least. So participation has always been very, very active and good.
Do you try to work this out so you're not competing with other communities and having their parades? Because you don't want to pull as many as you can into your area rather than having...
Traditionally, we have ours on the same day every year, so I think the other communities kind of work around that, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's always a Thursday or the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So,
who doesn't love a parade? More the merrier.
More the merrier.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking time today. If people want to get involved in the planning of it, are you looking for people on the board? Are you looking for people who have good skills at organizing?
We are always looking for volunteers for the board, but this year's board is pretty much what it is.
Do you need volunteers for the day?
Yes, we do. We could use some helpers, especially down at the lineup at the school. And
you need them with, like, the lights at the airport, the runway light things, where they just say, ring her over here.
Perhaps.
I might get a plane.
Yeah, you get too close to the airport.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But if they would like to volunteer, they can call Ann Massey at 989-269-6700, I'm sure we can find a spot for them.
Terrific. And Bob, how's the work on the Bad Axe Historical Society? You need more people volunteering? Is it something that you're always looking for more help?
I think we're always looking for new help. We'll have some information in the school about how to join the Historical Society.
But the school at the village.
In the village.
I better get to the right school. Don't want to send them to the Bad Axe schools. Yeah. You want to send them to the village where you have the schoolhouse.
The log cabin.
And basically, the society, do they meet year-round, or are they a little bit off in the winters? A lot of these organizations, because we have snowbirds and such, down a little bit.
We
in the
sort
winter
of
months.
During the winter months not to have membership meetings, but normally every month we have meetings at the it's been at the senior center on the first Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock, but when it comes to this. Christmas in the village, as we're calling it this year. I think that this is one area where we'd like to get some more volunteers to sort of, you know, we were talking about, you know, we're planning the, the parade to the future, but if we were to continue and make the village more, improve it there, we do need some volunteers with some new ideas and creativity. I guess creativity is the word I'm looking for.
Okay, and do people need to, if they're going to help out during the holiday season here, use period clothing, or do you, because that may not be quite as warm as the modern day stuff.
we haven't reached that point, but I do have a hat.
Well,
so that'll help.
All right, so the village is going to be open weekends through the holiday season, and
Friday,
people can stop out.
Right, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, 5 to 8.
5 to 8 in the evening. Well, I'm not going to be there at 5 in the morning, and I don't think most people
would
either.
Well, we'll put the lights on for you if that helps.
Yeah, well, some mornings you better, because I can't see around there anyway. Always can use some help. And you also have that building, don't you?
Museum.
Huron Avenue, or not Huron Avenue, on Port Crescent there.
We've done a lot of work on the museum, and that's a place that I think if you have not been to, you should visit it, because there's a lot of different exhibits in there about the history of just Bad Axe. And so that is I think we're very proud of the efforts that members have put together that. And we also have a heritage garden there, and we've got plants that they're from descendants of the back to 1777 tulips.
No hybrids.
Tulips have been no hybrid.
No hybrids. They're the original kinds.
I guess I sneak in a few hybrids, but there are the historical plants.
You would have seen around a house in that era.
Right.
Yeah. Terrific.
The master gardeners have helped us to identify these plants, and so we've got them planted in there. So this spring they'll be coming up, and there's signs there to help you figure out which ones are which.
And what are the museum hours? Do people need to just contact somebody if they want to go in there, or do they?
Well, that's one way. The other way, we had hours every Sunday afternoon there, from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
So during the summer months, Sunday afternoon is a good time to head out.
2 to 4, they'd be open. But if you need to or want to see it, then just contact one of the members.
Sounds like a plan.
There you go.
So we got a parade coming up. We've got the Pioneer Village. The city is just rolling out the vintage red carpet, I suppose we must say.
There you go.
For people to come out and start off their holiday season here with us in Bad Axe.
Great.
Thank you, Craig.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And what day is the parade again? It is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. What time?
6:30 p.m.
But if you're going to be in it, you need to be there a little earlier.
At the junior high at
3:30.
So
for lineup.
So we get your ducks in line so they go down the road smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Craig.
Our guests today on the program have been Ann Massey and Jim Rowland from the Bad Axe Christmas Parade Committee, and also Bob Johnson, board member of the Bad Axe Historical Society. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up, we will check all the latest in the news here at WLAW.